hand wasn't quite open, and I didn't share it because I didn't know what it meant. And then shortly afterwards, when everybody started praying in tongues, I started speaking in tongues, which is something that I hadn't done for like about 12 years. And it was just amazing. And then Paul got up and gave his word, and it was all about the Holy Spirit. Like, everything just fitted in perfectly. And how wonderful God is, how he doesn't let us go. He doesn't stop. He just waits and waits, you know, and draws us slowly. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's encouraging, isn't it?
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Last week, I had a word about the Lord sending the sheepdogs out to round up the lost ones. But for the last 2 days, I kept hearing, send the sheepdogs out to your family. You need to send your sheepdogs, God's sheepdogs, out to your family to round them up and bring them in. And one of the things that a shepherd will say to his dog is, away to me. And he knows exactly what that means. It's to go a certain way to round them up. So I'd ask you right now, in your prayer, to say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, send my sheepdogs out away to me, to my family, and bring them home in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, thanks, Connie.
Look, I just keep getting this word, faithfulness. And it's been mentioned a couple of times about how faithful God is. But God's looking for faithful people. And faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit that we have to develop. And God would say today, are you faithful? Could you be more faithful? So God's looking for faithful people. And I just believe we need to ponder on that today. That we expect God to be faithful, but he also wants us to be faithful.
Amen. Amen. Maybe you could be seated for a moment and